There's optimism in the air when it comes to hog producers and hog production. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNHX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today.
Well, I think there's a good level of optimism around the future on pork for the rest of the year, both domestically and internationally.
That's comments from Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I caught up with him while attending World Pork Expo.
Yeah, on the international side, you look at the results through the first quarter, and we're basically on par with a year ago, which was a record, as we all know, volume and value. Now, what we just received a few hours ago was the April stats. And those are down as expected, mainly because of China. So I think this uncertainty around the whole situation, but especially around China, is definitely impacting the market. But I think it's more of a short-term impact.
And he pointed out there's some other issues that are playing a factor when it comes to our markets.
The other thing that's coming up is this July 8th deadline on the lifting of the 90-day lifting of the tariffs, right? So there's a lot of uncertainty just in the next month. So we'll see how that all plays out. But that aside, demand continues to be good at higher prices, as we know. You got a $3.65 choice cutout on a beef side. You got a $106 cutout on a pork side, and people are still buying. So I think that in its simplest form is very encouraging going forward. Now, we still have to navigate all this other uncertainty, but as we always do, I'm sure we will.
And while attending Pork Expo was pointed out from the National Pork Producers how important it is to work with groups like Dan's, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, as they work hand-in-hand to get our products out that door. With your WNHX Farm News Updates, brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.